Hey, it's me. I know it's late and you're probably asleep right now. The time difference means it's like... Google says it's 3:30 a.m. over there. I'm just calling because... I just got home from work. And the place is so much empty without you. I know it's only been 2 months and it's only for another 3 weeks, but it feels like you've been gone forever. I want you to be here so I can tell you about my day. All the silly things. Like the talking seagull that was on our balcony this morning. Or the man who was mooning everyone while he bent over to tie his shoe. And then the lady screaming about green onions in the grocery store. Oh, I didn't know what the lady was on about, but she wanted people to look at her onions, you know. It was really bizarre. You would have laughed so hard at it. I miss hearing your laugh. You know, when you come home every day, I can hear the rumble of your car's engine as you pull up in the drive. I know the sound of your footsteps coming up the porch stairs. That's why I'm always waiting at the front door to welcome you home. I miss having my face buried in your chest and your arms wrapped around me, holding me tight. It makes me feel so safe and protected to be surrounded by your arms and be held by you. I'd breathe in the scent of you. Your clothes always smell like a clean mix of your shampoo and body wash when you've just come out of the shower. I still have the bottles you left here before going on this trip. I open them up sometimes to smell them, but it's not the same as having you here. I've been thinking about those times we were cuddling on the couch on lazy weekend mornings. We always had the TV on, but we were never watching anything in particular. One time, you were just flipping through all the channels and I got annoyed about the way you weren't sitting on the show. It was a stupid fight, but what I wouldn't give to have that back right now. I just want you here with me. If you were here, I'd tangle both of my hands in your hair and pull you in for a kiss. Sweet, soft kisses first. I would just pepper you with little butterfly kisses, starting at your lips, across your jaw and down the side of your neck. I'd hold you tight and never let you go. I didn't know it was possible to miss someone this much. It's only a few more weeks, that's what I keep telling myself, but it's such a long time. I guess I should just go make myself some dinner now. But anyway, I just really wanted to say I miss you. Come home soon.